On Tuesday, August 27th, we had an extended sit-down in studio with two fine gentlemen representing the 2020 Barnum Festival. We asked about all the stuff coming up and how the festival operates.
You're listening to Connecticut Today with Paul Pacelli on WICC 600.
Thank you, Mr. Big Voice. It's, what do we have, 7 past 4 o'clock, 4:07 hour, 3 of our daily 4-hour get-together right here, right now at WICC 600 and, of course, online at WICC600.com. Going to take a moment here, spend a good part of this hour taking a break, and we'll talk about the Barnum Festival. Yes, you know, it used to be years ago just concentrated to a short time, but, you know, now it's pretty much, if you go on the website, it's pretty much a year-round thing, celebrating the great stuff and the history and the fun stuff in Bridgeport. A couple of gentlemen to my left in the studio now going to tell us all about it. First of all, we have the 72nd ringmaster for the 2020 Barnum Festival, Bridgeport native, lives in Milford now, Frank Generini. Frank, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. And thanks so much for having us.
Oh, great. And Frank Zivos is there. Frank, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Paul?
Excellent, excellent. Frank handles the PR. First of all, ringmaster, Frank, how do you train for that? How do you become, what do? You wear the top hat and you whip the ladies and gentlemen. How do you do that?
Well, I've been a volunteer with the festival since 1995.
Yeah.
So for 25 years. And I grew up in Bridgeport.
Yeah, you're Bridgeport native. You live in Milford now,
I grew up right in the north end at Charles Street. And I used to remember hearing the bands over at the Kennedy Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Goodyear blimps flying by with the different events lit up on the side of them and everything. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then in 95, when Mario Daddario was the ringmaster, I became his sort of special aide.
Yeah.
And I got bit by the Barnum bug. What can I tell you? And
now,
I've been involved ever since.
The whole thing originated, back in 1949,
49,
right?
49, yes. Same year I was born.
How was it started? Do you know? Who kicked it?
Yes. Herman Steinkraus, who was president of Bridgeport Brass.
Okay, I remember,
Who the war had just ended.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were out of work in the area. So Mr. Steinkraus came up with an idea along with Mr. Bodine and a few other industrialists from the area, and they wanted to come up with a some kind of a festival that would lift the spirits of the community because they were so down on their luck with the unemployment.
Well, sure, during the war, right, Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Well, you know, WICC, Industrial Capital of Connecticut, that's where the call letters come
right?
from. Yeah, that's where
I learned something, Paul.
Well, but there you go. I mean, you know, all these cities, Bridgeport, Waterbury, Hartford, New Haven, they were cranking, right, during World War II, then all of a sudden, a little bit of a downturn.
Yeah. So it took off the first year. They had a parade and everything, And it just grew and grew from there. And each year they select a ringmaster who's crazy enough to take on the job.
But you know, guys, and to do this, both Franks here, Frank Zivos, you have to really care about the city, right, and the area to undertake what you and Mr. Generini are doing here.
Yeah, well, you know, the festival, as Frank will attest to, it's grown beyond Bridgeport. That's where it started, but now it encompasses the greater Bridgeport area down to Westport into Milford. And Frank has some ideas he wants to expand.
Really?
That.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're looking at. We have one new event that we're going to have is. Two stars of The Illusionist from Broadway.
Oh, nice.
Are going to do produce a show in Bridgeport, in the greater Bridgeport area. Let me say that.
Because
we're looking at different venues, Fairfield and Milford as well, and in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do two shows, and it's Kaylin and Ginger. They are, that's Ginger with a J. She happens to be my daughter.
Oh, nice.
And they're world-renowned illusionists. They're all over the world.
Nice.
And they're on Facebook and on YouTube and all of that. And they're going to do a fundraiser for me. And they flew in from Reno just to be here for the announcement.
Nice.
Last week. So that was it. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be very exciting.
So that's one of the events that you think will have a wider appeal.
Yes, I do. And certainly it'll bring a lot of children into the area.
Well, you know, guys, I mean, a lot of people, let's face it, a lot of people who may remember the early parts of the Barnum Festival, just the way they remember parts in other cities of other festivals. You know, they have family changes. They're still in the general area, but they moved out of Bridgeport, mm-hmm, per se, and they may be in Fairfield, Westport, Wilton, you know. So smart move on your part. Yeah.
It'll be fun. We've had other events outside of the Bridgeport area. We had a polo bash for several years at the Hunt Club out in Westport as well.
Okay. Paul, part of the festival.
Yeah, sure.
You know, P.T. Barnum, he's, you know, you read about him, and fortunately or not, he's one of these guys that's always attached with that old phrase, you know, there's a sucker born every minute. Hey, you know, it may be an inelegant phrase, but man, you talk about phrases that have embedded themselves in American society. It's kind of a life lesson, I think.
I did read a book where they disclaimed that, by the way.
Really? That's another urban legend, right?
That's right.
But he still is, you know, for the origins of, say, the circus, which now is, you know, because of concerns, we don't even have anymore. But, you know, he did certainly leave a mark on this area.
Absolutely. Former mayor. He was even considered for president at one time.
You're kidding. I didn't know.
As a candidate.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He's the founder of the hydraulic company, which is now Aquarian.
Mm-hmm.
He was the founder of the Port Jefferson Bridgeport Steamboat.
About that, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
He founded Mountain Grove Cemetery.
Yeah.
Bridgeport Hospital.
That's right.
So far more than the circus guy. No, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Circus was actually later in his life. He got involved with that.
Yeah, because he thought there was a market for it and everything, and he hooked up with the other guys. Absolutely. Yep. Frank Ginnarini has joined us. Bridgeport native, lives in Milford now. He's the 72nd ringmaster for the 2020 Barnum Festival, and Frank Zivos in the studio here. What are some of your earliest memories, Frank, Frank Ginnarini of the Barnum Festival? What do you remember? What's your earliest memory? Do you have one?
Like I said, you know, watching those blimps come across everything, and then the excitement of who was going to be the ringmaster that year and all, and of course the parade was a big thing, and I went there ever since I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see the parade, and it's changed routes over the years, but now it's over in Seaside Park, but I think we're going to try and bring it back this year to the street.
Really?
Yes. I think that's one of my goals.
You're thinking about a route here to do that?
Yeah.
You know,
bring it back to Park Avenue
and make it what, like, just like a feel-good thing about the city of Bridgeport and the general area?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's one of my earliest memories when I was a kid, hanging out on the street and fencing off your little area and watching the parade go by down the street, and they're throwing candy.
And
I mean, it was just a terrific time.
Parades are really a uniquely, and I know they may have in other countries, but it's... You know, you go to a parade, and it's almost like going to a sporting event. I think sporting events and parades, right, guys? You can look up and down a street, and if it's in a decent area, you can see, almost like no other event, a cross-section of gender and racial ethnicity and socioeconomic classes. Something about a parade, right?
Everybody.
At
fantastic.
No charge, right? I mean, you just show up.
No charge. There's a lot of things that the festival does that... Fortunately, we have sponsors to help us.
Yeah.
But we entertain a lot of people with free events. The fireworks are free.
Yeah.
The parade is free. We actually bring the Barnum Festival to people who are physically unable to attend. We call it the road show, and that's for 3 days. The ringmaster and the royal family and a song and dance troupe.
Wait a minute, not the royal family. Not the ones from
England.
Damn it, I thought I was going to get a guest from
Barnum,
my show here.
Barnum's royal family.
I was going to have a woman going, hello, hello.
We visit 24, we get in buses and cars, and we visit 24 nursing homes and bring the Barnum Festival to those people who are not able to.
And a lot of those people probably grew up with the original Barnum Festival, right?
I've been on it a few times as president, because I was a former president of the festival.
Yeah.
So I went on it a few times. The first thing I would ask, who remembers the Barnum Festival?
Everybody's am, right? Everybody shoots up, right?
It's really, it's really nice.
Frank Ginnarini, what are some of the things we can look for over the next year or so as we start to kind of tail into the fall here of 2019, and then we go to 2020? What's some of the good stuff coming up?
The first event, I believe, is is the Meet the Ringmaster, which is a pasta night at Testo's.
Of course. Of course.
With the name like Gennarini, right?
Yeah, right.
So that'll be in the fall.
Aaron's eyes, by the way, they perked open when you said pasta, but yeah, it's back to his football days, yeah.
That'll be in September or October, I believe, and that's attended by about 300 or 400 people, and it's a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have probably a bingo night, which I never played bingo in my life. But
I used to go play with my mother in the church. Oh, you never played bingo?
Never in my life. That, but I can tell you, I really enjoyed myself.
That thrill when you get I-19. There's nothing quite like it. N-44, that's it. See? Right?
Bingo.
Bingo, that's it.
You want to say that.
Don't touch your cards. Everybody, don't touch your cards. Right. Keep your markers on the cards, you know?
Right. Of course, the volunteers do a wonderful job of putting these events together, and they go out and solicit for door prizes and stuff, and along with our sponsors, now, make a big difference.
Frank,
in,
you talked about a fundraiser there, and obviously this takes money, right?
Yes, it does.
I know there's a lot of volunteering and a lot of in-kind contributions, but I would assume, you don't have to give me dollar figures, but I would assume you guys have to raise a pretty good amount of money over a year to do this stuff.
It's a pretty impressive amount, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We're giving a lot away to the community, and we're putting smiles on people's faces, and we also give out scholarships.
Wow.
And
talk about that. How do those work?
Well, the scholarships are awarded to, we have the royal family, okay? And that's the Tom, Thumb, and Lavinia, and they're picked from children of 7 years old to 10, I believe.
Okay.
I may be wrong about that, but I'm not sure.
About that age.
And each year, and then we have a Tom, Thumb, and Lavinia, and then we also have the royal family, which is the king and queen, and a prince and princess. And they receive college scholarships.
Really?
Yes.
That's
nice. They're high school kids.
High school. They have to be juniors. Mm-hmm. And all of them have to be in the top 20% academically in their schools.
Yeah.
And they all have to be, I believe, nominated by their faculty.
Got it. Okay. That's so nice.
Yeah, it is. And
trust me, I'm paying off my son's student loans. Any money is nice going to college.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, trust me, the ninth of the month, I start to shake when I get that email from the feds. What about corporate sponsors? Anybody you want to shout out
People's
there?
People's Bank is a tremendous contributor to the festival, along with Aquarian and the local union, 488, IBEW Electricians.
Mm-hmm.
The Port Jefferson Ferry.
Of course, yeah.
They're terrific to us. Betty Freem, who was a ringmaster, still gives some money. Her estate gives us some money.
Nice.
And there's a number of other foundations. The Kalbach Foundation, the City of Bridgeport helps us out.
Okay.
PSE&G Power Connecticut, LLC, help us out. Bridgeport Landing, the Connoisseur Media, St. Vincent's Health Services.
Our bosses,
Trev. The original Vazies, Yale New Haven Health, Bridgeport Hospital. There's many more, too.
And, it's nice when the corporate folks...
Yeah.
Right, Frank? It's nice when the corporate folks step up.
You get a community buy-in on it, and that certainly propels it, which is terrific.
Another event dear to my heart that we're going to be doing, they started it last year, and we're going to continue that again this year, I believe, is a special day for special needs at the Discovery Museum.
Okay.
And that'll be free as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a wonderful event. There's also an event called Battle of the Badges. It's a basketball tournament.
Really?
Yeah. And
cops
features,
and the firemen?
Yep.
Nice.
Features first responders.
Where does that take place?
Ward.
Ward High School?
Ward High School, yeah.
Nice.
Then we also have a very nice event. Two events. One is the NCAA Championship Cigar Dinner.
Yeah.
And that's at Vazie's. Four Seasons. That's a wonderful event. We have a very nice event called the Wine Tasting Event at Vazie's, Four Seasons. Sometime in May is when the ringmaster gets his official tools of the trade.
Which are?
Whip, his whistle, and his watch.
A whip, a whistle, and a watch?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Don't ask.
Wow. Wow. I tried that my ex-wife with the whip. No, it's
just circus.
I'm sorry.
Thing.
I'm
circus.
Sorry, Elise. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
That's a luncheon.
I learned something here. The three tools, a whip. Well, I used to have to keep the animals in
place. Right.
A whistle, which, you know, yeah.
For attention.
And the watch is what? To keep the show moving on?
Keep the show on time.
See that? Yeah. I didn't know that. Huh?
And it actually is P.T. Barnum's watch that you are presented. That,
ceremonially.
That
wow.
They give it to you, and then I think they take it away.
Well, here's the watch. All right, everybody left now. We are talking with Frank Jennarini, Bridgeport native. He has been named the 72nd Ringmaster of the 2020 Barnum Festival and handling a lot of the PR for the festival. Frank Zivos is with us. In case you missed the first part of our hour, it used to be a concentrated thing, a 2 or 3 month thing, but as these gentlemen have informed us, it's now spread out over the area. And guys, when you has that always worked, spreading this thing out? I mean, every festival, every event has a marketing area. Do you find that you are drawing people from Stratford, Trumbull, the Valley, Fairfield, Westport? I mean, you get those people trickling in?
Yeah, I think so. And I think what the Barnum Festival has had the wisdom to do is pick events that we think will appeal in those areas, mm-hmm. you know, like the polo down in the Westport area because they have a hunt club down there. They have an audience for that.
Yeah.
You know, the different things. So, I think it does because they're very diverse. They do so many different types of activities. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, it's fireworks and a parade. It's so much more than that.
Yeah.
There's 20 some odd events.
Yeah.
Not even naming the 24 convalescent homes that we visit.
Yeah.
You know, so it keeps us busy, you know.
And people love fireworks, too. Now, fireworks, if you hire a company to do them right, fireworks aren't cheap. Right,
nope.
Fireworks. Everybody loves the oohs and the ahs, but you know the city or town or whatever festival that does these things, whether it's a Barnum Festival or July 4th, in the end you do have to pay a bill. So I'm not going to ask you what they cost, but I would imagine that a good part of your fundraising, that's one of the first things you have to fund, right?
It's a big slice of the pie.
Well, I would imagine, because you have
these
companies for the materials and the insurance and everything, right?
No, thank God to our first sponsors. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah. How long is a good fireworks display do you guys contract for? I mean, I know that, you know, there's a certain amount of time. Yeah, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, something like that. In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
With a finale that shakes you up in the north end of Bridgeport.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah. That's what I like when just everything blows
you
up
know,
at
Paul,
the end. Right.
And Paul, there's no telling how many people actually watch the fireworks.
Well, that's it, because they can see it from their house.
Yeah.
They
can see it from Trumbull. They can see it, it's incredible.
I'll tell you, the Chinese got it right, honestly, when they first developed fireworks, right? You talk about I'm telling you, we're going to be here not us, but our descendants could be here 1,000 years from now. We could have hovering car. We could be able to fly places, and there's still, right, probably going to be fireworks where there'll be no disease in the world anymore, right? But everybody's going to go, right?
Fireworks. Let's go.
We have drones now. I've seen them at the fireworks.
Oh, real? Well, you mean to get the best angle?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, but you're right. You're right, Frank. The end of the fireworks. Now, do you guys handle that? Who in the organization says, for example, here I like this fire. Yeah, let's do this. Let's have that display. What do the companies do? They bring videos and stuff like that, or they show what they can do? That's always fascinating.
I was actually the marshal 1 year of the fireworks.
Really?
I've done almost every job.
Really? Nice. So you can say, okay, let's say we want to, we want to explode an aircraft carrier in Long Island. How much is that going to cost me, right? Do you say that?
We have good insurance.
Well, yeah, right? Oh, boy, you imagine if one of those shells curves off the wrong way.
Yeah, but
that's always fascinating.
Fortunately, Charlie Carroll, who was the 1999 ringmaster, is now currently the executive director of the festival.
Yeah.
So having him on that team makes a big difference, and he knows it all. And he's done it all. And we've got some great rapports with the different companies that are vendors. And we're just lucky to have a very good team and a board of directors leading it all.
A couple of more events here, Frank. Why don't you talk about what... Now, we're heading into the fall season here. Stuff that the festival will be doing, say, September, October, November, December, maybe leading up to the holidays.
Traditionally, they've been concentrated in the spring and summer, but this year we actually have a meeting on Thursday to get our schedule outline, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other events that we enjoy. A senior dance at Captain's Cove.
Okay.
Well, seniors only, so that's nice. And they get to dance with the ringmaster and the royal family.
Oh, look at that, huh?
That's a treat.
Now, when they dance with the ringmaster, is there a fee for that?
No.
Listen.
We do accept donations.
Well, that's it. You know, you don't call it a fee. You call it a donation. It goes to the Barnum Festival, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But and then we also have the Ringmaster's Golf Classic at Fairchild Wheeler.
Yeah,
that will be in the spring.
Yeah, either one of you play or you just watch.
Well, I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
What's your handicap?
I'm
an
avid. About it.
Seven. Seven. Look at you.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm lucky. I get to play a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're down to single digits, it's more than luck. So
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Blood and tears.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Good. Look at you with a seven handicap. Not too shabby. What's your home course?
Smith Richardson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And the wheel. Fairchild Wheeler. I grew up there. That's when I first started playing golf.
Yeah. What's your best round you ever shot there, you know?
At the wheel? 74, 73.
Look at you. What's a 72?
Yeah.
Par 72?
Yeah.
Two over.
Yeah. Those hills at Fairchild wore me down on the last couple.
Got to get your tour card now. You got to get your...
No, hardly.
No, guys. So you have the tournament, you said, Frank?
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the Wing Ding Parade for children. That's a free event at the beautiful Beardsley Zoo.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's Barnum Sails the Sound on the Bridgeport Ferry.
That's fun.
And what's that about? Talk about that.
That's a lot of fun. It's actually a fantastic deal.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? $60 a person.
Okay.
Includes dinner on dockside. Mm. Okay, and then everybody gets on the ferry. You get two free drinks with it, and you also get two round trip tickets to Port Jeff.
Jeff, how about that? Huh?
Included in that and. They had this past year. They had Shameless, which is a very popular musical group in town, and everyone's dancing and partying. Yeah.
It's a floating party.
Yeah, really.
Hey, those are the best kind. The parties that float.
Cruise to nowhere.
The parties that float. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Then, of course, I mentioned the roadshow before, and then we have the Ringmaster's Ball.
Yeah.
And
now that's a big event, right?
Yeah, that's a big event. And
where's that held?
Well, we're looking at, it's always a different venue, much. We've had it several times at the Holiday Inn, but we've had it as the Fairchild Wheeler a few years ago, the Fairchild Wheeler School.
Have it at the arena on the ice. That'd be good. Do that.
Everybody on skates.
We had it down at Seaside Park under a tent. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
There. We're talking about possibly doing something like that this year and with horse and buggy rides.
Look at that, huh?
That'd be very cool. Mrs. Ringmaster's in charge of that.
Look at that, huh? Mrs. Ringmaster. Does she carry that title proudly?
Mrs.
Ringmaster. I like that,
And then, like I said, the fireworks, and then we have the Champions on Parade, and then the Great Street Parade, which is a... sometime at the end of June, I believe.
Oh, great.
But we're always looking for volunteers, Paul.
And, now as we wind it down here, talk about the volunteers. Who are you looking for? What do you need them for? How can they contact you?
Well, we need the volunteers for everything, every event.
Well, crowd control with food and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Lining up the parade itself is a monster.
Staging a parade, when you got to line up, you got to be in the right order.
Three different divisions and everything, and you've got hundreds of entries, and you have to get everybody right.
You have
to be in line because you've got an announcer there who's expecting Paul Pacelli to come by in a convertible, and that's Frank when
everybody,
Seibel's
yeah, instead, and it's what so. Everybody runs. When they, well, they either run or they throw stuff at you. Oh, look, there's that loudmouth on the radio.
Why is he wearing a helmet?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why are they wearing helmet? Helmet and a face guard. Yeah. All right. So if people are listening now, they say, you know what? It's a lot of events. I'd like to help out. How can they get a hold of you guys? What can they do?
Well, they go on our website, which is www.barnumfestival.com.
Okay.
They could call our office at 203-367-8495. They could also like us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter. If they call the office if there's no one there, please leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you.
Well, that's good. So 203-367-8495, 203-367-8495, barnumfestival.com, Facebook and Twitter. I'm guessing, out on a limb here, P.T. Barnum wasn't on Facebook and Twitter.
Not that we know of.
But, you know, guys, I mean, you've been involved in this long enough. The whole social media thing is, especially for events like this, that's got to help immensely.
Yes,
absolutely. You can get out the message instantly.
Yeah,
so and it covers so many bases and has so many eyeballs attracted to it.
What as we close here? What are and I'll have you both answer this. Is there a specific moment? I know I asked you your earliest reflection, but in being involved in this, guys, was there a particular moment over the years that you'll always remember as far as something somebody said to you or a moment or an evening or a night when you said to yourself, yeah, this is really worth getting involved here? Either one of you have a thought on that?
I can't think of one particular moment.
Okay.
It's just... Overall, as I said, when I got involved back in 95, and then I volunteered again in 96, and I've been volunteering every year since, it's a community spirit, and you see how much enjoyment people get out of it, and you're serving them. And I think you get
the giving back, the giving back thing. You think?
Absolutely. You're making them happy, and it makes me happy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly is a fabric of the area. The Barnum Festival is...
It's Frank intertwined Zidles. In the community.
Same thing with you?
Yeah, well, I think, as we touched on it earlier, how it affects and touches so many diverse people throughout the area. You know, this is a very diverse
area.
Exactly.
Everyone is welcome.
And there must be a sense of satisfaction to see a multi-ethnic crowd having a great time at these events.
Absolutely. You see them coming up and shaking your hand when you're in a parade or something, or smiling at you, waving at you. What a feeling. It really is.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Frank Generini, he is the longtime Barnum Festival volunteer, the 72nd ringmaster for the 2020 Barnum Festival. Frank Generini has his watch, his whip, and his whistle.
Not yet. In May.
He's going to have it, though.
He will.
So when he gets that watch, that whip, and that whistle, watch out. Get out of the way. And Frank Zivo's been involved for years, been on the radio station here before. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Folks, once again, if you want to get involved or get information, if you just want to find out what's going on, Barnum Festival. Barnumfestival.com, or if you want to get involved, 203-367-8495, 203-367-8495. You have to get a picture of all of us, put it up on the website, pump it up for you.